guest Randy Miles, and I am on the phone with Bishop Omar. Now, I have to tell you, this is something amazing that is coming to Detroit. And before I, you know, get into it, Bishop Omar, thank you so much for spending a little time with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I've been checking you out, and I'm trying to make sure I'm up to par with your standard, man.
Well, bless you.
Yeah,
I've been doing it for a minute, sir.
yeah, you're doing it well. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, the Heal America tour came from what?
Well, what we saw so many young people that we were connected to. You know, we've been doing this since 94 mm-hmm. with the gangs and the violence. And so I've been doing it all across the country. We're based out of Dallas. We have a company called Urban Specialists. And so what we saw was so many people were dealing with this pain and they were trying to figure it out. But the problem was when you're trying to figure out pain and you're not healed, you become suspect to the things that you're trying to solve.
Wow.
So we said, let's be a light to those who have tried or who have been attempting to shine that light and give them some grace and strength. And then let's all heal together. And then once we heal together, we can do the work.
You can do bigger things, too. One of the things that sticks out to me is being in the media, A, but B, seeing all of the bad stories that start our newscast, like story after story after story,
yep.
and it just brings you down. How do you clear your head from that?
Well, I mean, that is you're very perceptive and you're right. But the hardest thing to do is to believe in what you cannot see. You know, that's our spiritual idea of grace in Christ. But when you see what you see, you start believing it because what's real is what's realized. So mm-hmm. it's very difficult for people to get energy when you are depleted with these stories and stories mm-hmm. and stories. So redemption is not talked about. You know, reformation is not talked about. Coming back from something that could have took you out is rarely talked about.
Wow.
So you get this passion that comes, but the passion comes with a price because when you are passionately involved in something, you normally leave a part of yourself in that room and are in that place. So you're trying to go on a mission, but at the end of the day, you say, man, I'm tired, I'm worn out. And then you can feel overwhelmed, especially when you have so many media outlets that remind you of the pain, but they rarely remind you of the promise.
Wow. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. That just struck a chord with me, and I can't run in the studio. It's too small. So tell everybody about the tour that's coming to Detroit then.
It is called Heal America Tour, and we're bringing individuals, you know, who have been through their own stories. Like in Detroit, we're coming. We have Tasha Page Lockhart. We have Lisa Page Brooks. We have some Ted Wynn. We have healers from around the country. We have people who are involved in different ideas that bring America together. And they're all coming to Detroit to say, let's come together at Greater Grace with Bishop Ellis, who I absolutely think he's one of the greatest. And we're all coming together at 4 o'clock on the 23rd. And what you're going to find is a group of us that's saying, we're going to address some issues. We're going to talk and have some conversations. It's going to be some worship, some prayer, but it's going to be healing.
Yeah.
And then that healing will platform some things that we're going to do in your city with some of the great people who are there, like Pastor Mo and Chris Lambert. And we got other people, Tony McElwain. We have people from Detroit that's doing some great things, and we're going to put them on the platform and say, tell us how we heal. And then I'm going to tell you something, Randy. Mm-hmm. You will be surprised who is in your circle who's going through the same thing that you're going through, but they've been soldiering through it. So to look out in that crowd of hundreds and thousands of people and see them say, we're going to heal together, and then we're going to get some energy to work together.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about.
Oh, man. It is so necessary. It's necessary all over the country, thus Heal America, but it's so necessary here in Detroit. People are just tired, you know,
right.
and they need to be refreshed and recharged, and I think that this is going to be a great thing.
Detroit is special because we're going to launch something in Detroit
Ooh.
That's different. We're going to bring our full capability, which we have something called OGU, which is Original Gangsters United. I'll tell you about that later. Come to here, Dallas, and you'll love that. So we're bringing all of that to bear in Detroit. So Detroit is going to be not only a healing, part of a healing tour, but part of our reconnecting our whole mission to Detroit.
This is fantastic. Well, again, Heal America Tour coming to Detroit on Sunday the 23rd at Greater Grace Temple. Doors open at 4. Let's fill those seats and become healed so that we can do greater things. Bishop Omar, thank you so much. Where can we find you?
You can find me on at Reverend Jawa Bishop Omar on my social network. Our church is Kingdom War. But just go to Bishop Omar. Just look up Bishop Omar and you'll find me. And let me say this one thing. Mm-hmm. It is totally free. Mm-hmm. That's what I want everybody to know. No charge. Just come on.
Come on and get healed. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.